Chapter 9. Hard Work. After the war ended, Johnny began buying more land. Some of his orchards were less than an acre in size. Others covered hundreds of acres. He took care of his orchards all by himself for most of his life. Sometimes he needed help for certain jobs. When he was 45, he hired two boys for a few days. They helped him build a one-room cabin on some of his wilderness land. Each night, they shared his simple dinner, then slept on the ground beside Johnny's campfire. Wolves howled, and owls screeched all around them. At first, the boys were scared, but Johnny told them not to worry. He was used to such things and knew the animals wouldn't hurt them. Johnny's brother-in-law often helped in his orchards. However, none of Johnny's family knew how much land he owned or how much money he had. He sometimes buried his money among the roots of a favorite tree. He didn't trust banks. America's banks got in trouble in the 1820s. Many businesses failed. Times were hard for Johnny, too. Squatters took over some of his land, and he also had trouble repaying some loans. He soon lost all of his orchards in Pennsylvania and many of those in Ohio. But he didn't give up. Around 1830, he planted his first orchard in Indiana. By now, most people knew him as Johnny Appleseed rather than John Chapman. In the following years, he bought 140 acres for only $250. He worked in his Indiana orchards for the rest of his life. Johnny never got married or had children. Growing up in a noisy house as a boy may be one reason he preferred to live alone. Still, there were many rumors about his love life. One says that he fell in love with a woman named Dorothy Durand. The story goes that she loved him too, but their families kept them apart because they believed in different religions. Dorothy died of a broken heart. Johnny never got over her. He often returned to place apple blossoms on her grave. In the last years of his life, Johnny owned thousands of apple trees and lots of land, perhaps as many as 1,200 acres. This didn't mean he was rich, but it's likely he was too busy to go farther west. Besides, settlement on the west coast hadn't gathered much steam yet. But who knows? If he had lived long enough, he might have beaten settlers to the Pacific coast and planted apple trees there too. Johnny Appleseed did what he loved all his life. He grew apples, took long hikes, and never settled down in a home or owned many things. As the years passed, he continued to roam, sometimes renting places to sleep in farmhouses. He was always traveling and probably spent 10,000 or more nights sleeping under the stars. After walking through a snowstorm to care for some apple trees, Johnny got sick with pneumonia. He died in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on March 18, 1845, when he was 70 years old. By the time Johnny died, there were 27 states. He had planted orchards in three of them: Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. The United States was a very different country from the one Johnny knew as a boy. In 1845, Texas became a state. The big migration along the Oregon Trail began right around the time that Johnny Appleseed died. The gold rush in California began in 1849. At that time, California still belonged to Mexico, but it became a state in 1850. Now the country